Time now for the plays of the week. Coach Belichick, Scott Zolak with you here. And, Coach, three good looks. I know we don't have much tape because of the fog game.
No.
Are these all first-half looks here?
Pretty much. Yeah, okay. Pretty much.
All right.
Well, the blocked field goal was a huge play in the game for us. And, you know, the way the rules are now, you can only put six players on one side. So we have six rushers on the line of scrimmage here against the four blockers. So there's, you know, a six on four, there's an advantage, there's a space in there somewhere. You kind of never know where it's going to be. And so on this play where the guard and tackle block down here, Marsh is able to get into that gap between the tight end and the tackle there. And, you know, Hightower's knocks the tight end back. And so Cassius does a real good job right here of getting from out here in the C gap to over in front of the ball and kind of lays out, gets his hands up there on the ball. So this big play for us to keep him off the board here.
Sure, it keeps it flat too and doesn't go right at the kicker, because if he's going right at the kicker, he probably doesn't have a chance at it.
Ball goes by. Yep. That's
gotcha.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. You know, it was interesting. The game getting a lot of energy here, both on the field and in the stadium.
Felt
on that
it
one.
All night too, even in the pregame.
Just, yeah.
The game, the feel had a buzz to it.
It did. There was juice in the stands and on the field.
So the team feeds off that. All right.
So fourth and six before the half. I thought this was really a key play in the game. The Falcons had gone for it earlier in the game on fourth down, and you could see the fog starting to set in. You might have to use your imagination on this play a little bit. But so fourth and six here, obviously. Julio Jones, the key guy, so that's Jones right there in the number three spot, and he's going to get doubled with our backside safety. And then really it's the one-on-one matchups across the board the rest of the way, so you know, we felt like we would, you know, try to take Jones out, and then the key matchup here, Jones on Sanu, and we're man-to-man here across the board, and John Jones does a great job here of you know, covering Sanu on the flag route. Tough throw. Ryan tries to put it over the top.
Hard throw for a quarterback. I don't know how you fit that in. You know?
Yeah, again, especially on third and six. This is a throw you want to make them execute. Now,
right. Again,
they hit some great throws. Sanu made a great catch on the one-yard line, and Julio Jones made a great touchdown catch. But you got to make them make these great throws and great catches, and this one just a little bit overthrown. So we make the stop on fourth and six, drive in and score before the half. I mean, that was a big... This is a big sequence for
sure.
us.
Sure, two big massive plays, and here you got a nice running game right here to finish this off.
This was great to be able to finish off the game with the ball in our hands. We weren't able to do that the last 2 weeks against Tampa and the Jets. And a couple things here. First of all, starting with Tooney. This is a great job by Tooney and David Andrews here, combination blocking on the three technique on Jarrett. So he gets up on Jones, and Joe does a good job of finishing the block here on Jones, which kind of forces Ismail to go over the top. And then Allen gets kind of tied up here in this too, so he really, really takes three guys, you know, I don't want to say takes three guys out, but he's in the way of all three players, and it does a great job of finishing the block on Jones here, blocking him 10 yards downfield. Finishing the play, we talked about finishing the play, this is a great example of it.
So a combination of really good blocking, and then you get hard running behind it.
Yeah, and this is the kind of play that, you know, Deion's been making for us here, where, Poe hits him and he's kind of gets sandwiched here, but, you know, he's got good balance and is able to, you know, get his pads down. That's good running right there. Good running with his pads down, ball covered up, good ball security at the end of the game. And he's able to keep his balance, step through that contact, and get the first down for us that really pretty much iced the game. So, great job here and really good block by Joe at the point.
Dante and Ivan Fierce must be doing a pretty good job for you. There you go. All right. Good stuff right there, Coach. Good luck
Thank
this
you.
Week.